started to freak out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was trying to confide in me. I said, you have no idea what you're talking about. She wakes up every morning tired from the night before, baby attached to her breast, dropping this kid off at school and taking this one to the park. Laundry piles up to the sky. She has a conversation on the phone for an hour with your mom about God knows what, takes the dog you wanted for a walk. And nobody died, bro. She kept your kids alive all day. That's hard. I have become an advocate for stay-at-home parents. Why? Because finally I was standing in their shoes. Because when you're standing in someone else's shoes, you see the world from a different perspective. And when you start to take steps, it feels like baby steps wobbling. But then they turn into stomps. And you start making footprints for the next generation to walk in. See, we're walking on a certain path as parents. We're all in this together. No one can deny that family is one of the biggest foundations in anyone's life. And we're all walking on this path, and we're pulling these thickets out of the way and these thorns, making it easier for the ones coming after us. It turns out parenting has a lot more to do with landscaping and learning more than teaching. And the best thing to do is to show up for class. Be present is what I learned as a stay-at-home dad. And let your presence be a gift. This was me coming home from tour one day. I thought that the father was supposed to pursue the child, but it turns out the father makes himself present and the children run after him. And that right there is a superpower. And that right there, my friends, is everything. Thank you. Yeah.